beginning of Parshas Vayikra, believe it or not, could be tied in to Amalek as well. At first glance, it's very remote. The beginning of Vayikra's Karbanos, what does that have to do with Amalek? So I'll show you very simply to tie in the beginning of Vayikra to Amalek and the Musa Haskell we can derive from it as well. The Torah tells us about a person violating a mitzvah in the Torah, b'shogeg, he brings different korbanos, korban katas, etc. Plus he says, "Tabel b'nei Yisrael le'mor nefesh ki sechta b'shkoga." A person violated the Torah command b'shkoga. Also, and he did, we call mitzvahs Hashem Yisrael Shoyosen, but also mechas kehena. Right? So he did something he shouldn't have done. The shogeg. So the Gemara, the pasuk says it depends who he is. In Kohen HaMashiach, if he's the Kohen Gadol, so pasuk Gimel says, Vikri v'chatos osher chato har ben bakra. Tomim l'Hashem l'chatos. If he's the Kohen Gadol, he should bring a par ben bakra. Right? That's what he brings. And then the Torah continues, Pasuk Yud Gimel on page 4, Ve'im kol hadas Yisrael yishku, if it's the whole community that sinned, so what do they bring? No, the chata shechata, Yikuva kol par ben bokar, also, par ben bokar. And then, so again, so first we have the Kohen Gadol, then we have the whole community, then in Pasuk, on page 6, it says, Asher Nasi Yechta. If the Nasi sins, who's the Nasi? The Nasi is the Melech. Right? If the Nasi sins, so then the Pasuk says that he brings goats, a goat. Kav Gimel. Sir Izim Zohar Tomim. He brings a goat for a Kachas. He brings a seer. A male goat, right? A seer is a male goat, right? But then, so far, what do we have? We had the Kohen Gadol sins, he brings a par. The Tzibur sins as a collective unit, like the Bezin gave a pshat and they sinned all together, they violated a certain thing, they all ate a certain food that's not supposed to, they bring a par. A Nasi sins, the king sins, the melech sins, he brings what? He brings a seer. And what if a regular person? What about a regular, singular person? Vim nefesh achas techta, then what? Then he brings seeras izim. A female animal. Okay, so those are the four divisions of people. Either the Kohen Gadol, the community, the Melech, and the Yochid. Okay. Now, before we get to the various Karbanos, let's go back, page 1 again. Actually, page 2. It says, Im Kohen Mashiach Yachta. Right? By Kohen Mashiach says, if he'll sin. He uses lots of im, right? Im. In page 4, Pasuk Yud Gimel says, v'im kol adas Yisrael. If they will sin. Right? Again, lots of im. When it comes to the Nasi, it says, Asher Nasi Yechta. It doesn't say, im Nasi Yechta. Asher Nasi Yechta. Like, when the Nasi sins. Not if he'll sin, when he'll sin. Rashi's Darchan Asher was an Ashrei. But Ashrei, the door that the Nasi wants to bring Kapara on his shoulder. And then by a regular person, again, im. So the Sefer told us Yitzchak. Told us Yitzchak is the Rav Yitzchak Karo, the uncle of the Mechaber, the uncle of Rav Yosef Karo, wrote a Sefer Al HaTorah. It's not as popular as the Beis Yosef, not as popular as the Shulchan Aruch, but told us Yitzchak Al HaTorah. So he says like this. So he takes note of the different Lashonos that were used here. אם הקורא משיח יכתוב בלושון החוטי מצינו חילוקים. משיח אומר אם. If he sins, אומר אם הקורא משיח. צריכים בכל העדה. Right? By the Kohen Gadol and by the Klal Yisrael when they sin, it says, if they'll sin. אם קורא דעת ישקו. ובנוסי אומר אשר נוסי יכתוב, לא אומר אם. וביוחד, הכותרס אומר ונפש כי סכתו. ונפש כי סכתו. So what's the difference between the Lashonos B'zeh? Shakon Mashiach who Kohen Gadol Rochach Sheyachta. But the Kohen Gadol is a very holy man, so it's not likely he's going to probably sin. We say Im. If it'll happen that he'll sin, this is what he does. B'zeh Omar Im. Shem Sofim. Can't call a kahal to say that the whole community is going to do something wrong. The whole community is going to sin. Rochach. That's also remote. Im. If it'll happen. Yachid Omar Nefesh Kisechta. But by Yachid, it says Nefesh when he Kiyechta, when he sins. Does it in by Yachid. Even though later on it did, but when it introduces the parsha in the beginning, Nefesh Kisechta. Because a regular person, it's probable that he will sin. Kimodi Yosef Vados Miloshan Im. But Im is a more iffy. Nefesh Kisechta is more likely. Ubenasi. But by the Melech, Nichtoch Gavoso, Shua Melech, so he thinks he's a big shot. Kiyotse Bovada Yechta. Uze Omar Asher Nasi Yechta. That the Nasi is what? Asher Nasi Yechta. Vada Yechta. Because he has so much power and so much trappings of Gaiva could be there, very likely it's going to happen. So again, for the Kohen Gadol and for the community, they're not going to be so likely. For the regular commoner, Nefesh Kisakta, it could happen. And for the Nasi, Asher Nasi Yechta Vada Yechta. Okay. So that's how he explains the Pesuk. Now, let's tie this in to our Moed. So by our Moed, we have something, a mission in Rosh Hashanah, which is very strange, because we know that the Milchama by Momlek, Vayakasha, the Pasuk in Bishalach, Vayakasha Yori Moshe Es Yodo, the Gova Yisrael. Cheyodov Shal Moshe Osos Milchama, or Shovros Milchama. El Lomar Lachakolzman Shaho Yisrael Mistakim Klape Mala, Mushabdim Mislibam Lavim Shem Shemayim Mumuskabim, Mimlava Yunosu. That right, the story by Amalek is when Moshe Rabbeinu put up his hands, that would cause the people to look in Shemayim, and when they looked in Shemayim, they would think about God, and they would subordinate themselves to God, therefore they would be winning in the war. If not, they would be losing in the war. So at first glance, this should apply to any war, not only the Milchama of Amalek. But somehow, we don't find, when Klal Yisrael fought other wars, that there was this blatant thing that someone would be pulling up their hands and people would have to, after by a Molech, you have this idea that people would look up to Shemayim, they would be winning. So what's so special about this Milchama by a Molech that it's Dafka Toloi on Mishabdim Libam Lavim Sheba Shemayim? Furthermore, the Medrash in Parshas B'Shalach tells us by a Molech that who fought Amalek? Yoshua. Vayom Moshe al Yoshua b'chol lanu anoshim. Lama Yoshua? So the Tchila Tadorish Shaya Bivakshal Adrichu L'Mochamu Fisharoshi Lachnis Yisrael Oretz. Maybe one thing is because Yoshua was the one who was going to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Dover Acher, Lamalo, Yeshua Amalo, Zekechol Yodo, Yardu, Mitzrayim. Let's do the third. Dover Acher, Lama Yeshua. Amalo, Zekencha. Your grandfather, who you descended from, Yosef, and Yeshua is a descendant from him, he says, it's Elohim and Yore. Yosef says it's Elohim and Yore. Amalek, what does it say by Amalek? The lo Yore Elohim. Yavo ben beno sha'omer es Elohim and Yore, the yipar of imi sha'omer alav, the lo Yore Elohim. That the person that says, who's a descendant from he who says it's Elohim and Yore, he will fight against Amalek who's lo Yore Elohim. Okay, that's what the Medrash says. So let's understand again what's this idea. Similar to the mission in Rosh Hashanah, that there's a special need for Yirah Shamayim, by Mechamas Amalek. That you don't see that by other milchamas. You see Kasher Yori Moshe Es Yodo. You see Dafka Yoshua fought the war because he's a descendant of Yosef, who says Es Elohim Ani Yore. What's going on here? Okay. So the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin on Chaf Amud Beis. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shalosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael b'chnisosim la'aretz. That Klal Yisrael were commanded three mitzvos when they went into Eretz Yisrael. La'amid lahem melech, to appoint a melech, u'la'achru, that's number one, u'la'achru zara shal Amalek, and to destroy Amalek, number two, to live in Oslohem Beis HaBechira, and to build the Beis HaMikdash number 3. And then he says, Vein Yodei Zemim Tchila, which one comes first? Kshi Omer, Giyad Al-Keis Kom, Nucham Al-Hashem Ba-Molek, Havi Omer, Lahamid Lahamelech Tchila. Then Kisei Al-Melech. So it says, Giyad Al-Keis Kom, the case is the Kisei, that means the Melech comes first. In other words, it has to be in that order. First you appoint the Melech. Then you act, you fight for Amalek. And then you build the Beis HaMikdash. So you see something over here, that there's a special halacha, that by Milchamas Amalek, it has to be with a melech. And you need a melech to destroy Amalek. Now, what's the pshat in this requirement? So we know, in the Haftorah, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Hezvav, is the famous story about Shaul is supposed to destroy Amalek, and he's not doesn't fulfill his requirement. He keeps the king Agag Melech Amalek alive. He doesn't kill the son, right? And not only that, it says Pasuk page 12. By you post this Agag Melech Amalek time. He leaves him alive. Because kol ha'am had room to be carved. Vayachar otzo olav ha'am al-agav al-meit ha'vatzon. They had pity on the agav al-meit ha'vatzon. And they don't kill him. And then, and not only that, but the pasuk says, you know, that Shaul claims that he did the right thing, right? You read the psukim there. It says, you know, Hakimotzi is Devar Hashem. And then Shmuel says, what do you mean Hakimotzi is Devar Hashem? What's the soul right here? You know, you didn't do it. So what's going on over here? And then Shmuel tells him, Pasuk Yitzayim, in page 13, but Yom Shmuel, hello, in Katon Ata Be'inecha Rosh Yip Te'Yisrael Ata. He says, if you're Shmuel in your own eyes, then it's a problem. And he says, what does he say? So we take 14 months to come down. A young Shaul El Shua, a Tassik Yavarki, as a Fiat Shem, as a Baraka. He raises the Omeshma Mikola. He said, I was afraid of the people. I was afraid of the people. And therefore,
I didn't kill Agada and so. So Pasuk Sada means that they're afraid. So maybe people didn't want them to kill themselves. Maybe they didn't want to have themselves for themselves. So they're afraid. So the famous chant that the only Yantim, the only Yantim, so the only Achrayim, and in Akdomo, the only Yantim, he had hope. Mahalat with Abolo. It's based on a Yerushalmi in Horus. It's one of my favorite Yerushalmis. Yerushalmi in Horus. Before we get to the Yerushalmi in Horus, let's see the Mishnah in Horus in the Bavli on page 15 of Yoram Rav. So we started the shir today, the Chumash shir, by saying that there were four different people, right? There was the Kohen Mashiach, there was the Kal Yisrael, there was the Nasi, and there was the regular person, the commoner, right? So who's a Nasi? So says the Mishnah, is there Nasi is a Melech? Nasi is the Melech. Remember, because we call mitzvahs Hashem Elokav, she'ein al gabav el Hashem Elokav. Because the pasuk says, "We told mitzvahs Hashem alokav." And the Gemara dashes a person whose only thing above him is God. Because other people, you have this boss and this boss, a boss above him, and a boss above him, and a boss above him, right? But the Melech has no boss above him. The only thing above him is God. So since the pasuk says, "By Nasi Hashem alokav." So the Gemara Dashans, who's the person that Eino Al Gava Bela Hashem Elokav? That's the Melech. So the Nasi is the Melech. Eino Al Gava Bela Elokav. So we saw in the Pesukim that a Melech brings a different korban than what? A Melech brings a different korban than everyone else. A commoner sins, he brings what? A female korban. His well is the Eirah. The Melech sins, he brings what? A seer, a male goat. Right? So says the Yerushalmi, the famous Yerushalmi on page 16. Amar Rav Chuna, Kol Oson Shisha Chadashim Sheyad David Barech Mivnei Avshalom Seira Have a Miskaper Lo Kehed Yod. We know that David HaMelech for 6 months was being pursued by his son Avshalom. For 6 months he's being pursued by his son Avshalom. So Pashup Shat, still the Melech, but he was being pursued. So the Yerushalmi says no. A Melech who has to run away from somebody is not a Melech. Because a Melech is Eino Al Gabav Elohat Hashem Elokav. Once he's afraid of somebody else, he's not a Melech. So he says, during the 6 months that he was running away from his son, if he would have sinned, he would not have brought the regular Nasi Korban of the ego, but he would have brought the same Korban as the Kabbalah of the Kitzel of the Seer. So says the Yerushalmi that if you don't have the Shtolz of the Melech, you're afraid of somebody, you're running away, you're being pursued, and if not Eino Al Gabav El Hashem Elokav, then you're Ois Melech, then you're not a Melech anymore. You're not a Melech. And the Melech, theoretically, it says to Yerushalmi, if he would have sinned in those 6 months, and he would have sinned in those 6 months, and what? And had to bring the Korban, he wouldn't have brought the Korban Nasi. He would have brought the Korban of the commoner, of the Kizbo and the Zira. That's the famous Yerushalmi. So says the Oneg Yontif, he says, based on this, we can now understand what was going on. Why didn't Shaul HaMelech fulfill the mitzvah? So it says on page 17, the third hour, She'ein al gabav al Hashem lekav al melech misyare bibosav adam einu beget a melech. Tain Omer Yerushalmi Kol Yodav Shaborach David Mibnei Avshalom Ilo Yachata Hayam Zchabe Bekisbo Vesir Kehevyo Velok Vesir Kemelech Shere Yaya Allah Lora Bosa Verdon.
So he says, that's Pshat. Look at page 18.
The Eastern Megill, Zaya Chubasto Shaso, Yeresi et al.
That's what he says. We need to start to saying that the Chiat Amola can be a melon, right? Most of the Moritz and stuff, we use Rael, to be Sasham Moritz. And one of the things is that you need a melon. One of the things is you need a melon. So Shaul claims, Yeresi et al. I'm the traitor of the people. So I was like this, like what David HaMelech was when he was for Reach Mipnei Avshalom. I was afraid of the people. So Mamela, I didn't have a Din Melech. So Mamela, that's why the Mitzvah of Amalek didn't apply. And that's why I was able to not really fulfill it the way it should have been fulfilled. Because there was no real chiyuv, because I was always melech in that part, because Yeresi Bnei Aharon. And that's what Shmuel was giving him mussar. Kapal Dapa Beinechas, you know, you were Shmuel in your own eyes. So that's the only example of chat in why Shaul didn't, based on the Yerushalmi and Horius, why Shaul didn't kill out Agag and Mitzon. But what's this idea, Rabosai, that you need a melech to destroy a Amalek? So the only yontif on page 19 on the top of the right side, Ulam Ikar Adover Tzarv Biyon, Vashatola Achosu Mitzis Mechias Amalek Vamodos Melech. So he quotes the Mishnah. And he says that the idea is Isa Bazar, second arrow. Shasharo Shalamolek Ukoha Machti Lubni Adam. The Sar of Amalek is the Yetzirah, who was Satan Yetzirah. That is what Amalek represents. The idea of trying to what? To get somebody to sin. And in fact, the famous Gematria, Amalek is Gematria Sophic. Because Amalek likes to try to confuse you. And you should have sfeikis, you're not sure, you're doing the right thing, Rav Shor has a whole piece on this, try to confuse you, try to get you not to be enthusiastic, all these things of the Yetzirah. So the Iker Melchama ba'amalek is Yirah Shamayim. And the ultimate Yirah Shamayim is the Yerushamayim of a melech. Because a melech is somebody who's not afraid of anybody else. The only thing he's afraid of is God. Other people, you know, they're not, you can question how much Yerushamayim is. He's afraid of this person, he's afraid of that person. You know, people are afraid of other people. This one's his boss, and that one's a boss, and this one, you know. But the true Yerushalayim, the melech could be the true Yerushalayim. Because a melech can go either way. A melech, on one hand, he can be an abusive person. Like you see people who have power become abusive. You see that in all areas of life. Power corrupts people. Power makes somebody abusive. That's why Asher Yossi Nossi Yechta. But what the Talmud Yitzchak says, and they quote also from the Zohar, it says like that, Vada Yechta. But the Melech also has the potential for the ultimate Yerushalayim. He has the potential to be the biggest Valgaiva. See, other most people, the pendulum doesn't swing so far. They can be this, they can be that. A Melech can be the biggest Valgaiva, the biggest Chote, the biggest abuser, as we see today. People are abusing, people with power can abuse people. Does that power? They can have begaiva, they can be abusive. But the Melech can also be the ultimate Yirah Shamayim. Ultimate Yirah Shamayim. Because the ultimate din of a Melech is Asher Ein Al Gabav El Hashem Elokov. That the only one who's Al Gabav is Hashem Elokov. Ein Al Gabav El Hashem Elokov. That's the only one. So he's the one who could fight with Amalek. Because Amalek is trying to say, put a suffix here. Amalek b'gmatria suffix. He's trying to confuse you. Maybe there's no God. Maybe that's not this. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not this. Bilbulim. But Melech means you have self-confidence. You have self-confidence in doing the right thing. That's Malchus. So then you can be the biggest Yirah Shamayim. A person can become, the Melech can become the biggest Valgaiva, can become the biggest Yirah Shamayim. And that says the Oneg Yontif is the Pshat and the Medrash, that Dafka Yoshua has to fight Amalek, because Yeshua is the descendant of Yosef. And Yosef is that example of a person who had power, had a lot of power, but Elohim and the Yoreh, he didn't abuse the power. And that's a big Nisoyim. Because a lot of people in positions of power end up to abuse the power. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the power away from them. But that's what the Muhammad of Amalek is. The Muhammad of somebody who's trying to confuse you. So trying to be mach to you. And that's why you need a Melech. And the definition of a Melech is in this week's parsha. Hashem Elokov. Ein al gabav el Hashem Elokov. And Rabosai, even though we're not Melochim, but everyone has could be a status of a Melech. Everyone can have that security, that self-confidence of doing the right. But if the self-confidence becomes gaiva, then you're falling into Amalek. Because look at the Medrash on page 20. Dover Acher, what does Amalek represent? Not only does he represent, as the Zohar says, the Yetzirah, but Dover Acher, Gavas Adam, right? The Pasuk says, Gavas Adam hu yashpilenu. Gavas Adam ze Amalek. Shenizgah el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'cheirufo v'gidufo. Shemashlich zmora al apo v'yashol. No tells Achusham Shisrael, he would throw up the brismilas, the Orlas, Klabe Shamayim, Klabe Malu Macharej, he would curse God. Vamazucha Patzta, Vayizanev Zhikha Machazdonim, Ushval Ruach Yizmo Chovod, the Bishval Ruach is Yoshua. Amalek is the one who was cursing Klabe Mala. He was throwing up the brismilas, Klabe Shamayim making fun. That's Gaiva. And that's the Milchama of Amalek. It says, take a look at the Oshavar on page 21 in the Ber Moshe. Moshe Omro Lakosov, Pasuk in Mishle. Geis Adam Tashvilenu Shval Ruchi Kmokovod. Geis Adam Tashvilenu Zamalek Shedeskoy Alakadish Barku. The Cherufu Vukudufa. So says the Baal Shem Tov. He says, you know, like people asking, who's Amalek? Do we have Amalek? Right? So practically speaking, we're not going out and killing Amalekim on the street. So what does this mitzvah mean to us today? So says the Baal Shem Tov, very important. Baal Shem Tov. Iker Michias Amalek Hu Michil Tzvichim Limchos Sara Shalom Lamala Shanikra Gas Ruach. The Sara Amalek is the Yetzirah, it's also Gas Ruach. In Chain Nimcha Molok Lamata, Bhay Muva Mishema Yehudi Akodosh, the Yir Akodosh, Mi Parshas Parshitcha, Shomar, Shemitzvah Mechias Amalek Bizman Azeh, he bitul Hagaiva. The Mitzvah Mechias Amalek Bizman Azeh is bitul Hagaiva. What does that mean? So Gaiva, again, doesn't mean that you hold your nothing. Because the Nechama of Amalek is backed by a Melech. So Melech knows he's a Melech. Melech has self-confidence. But ain't on gavel, but he has Yerushalayim. Elos Elokim ani Yorei. He's a descendant of Yosef. He's ain't on gavel Hashem Elokav, but Hashem Elokav is al gavel. Because that's the true Yerushalayim is the person who really has the confidence. Because the true Yerushalayim has the self confidence. He has self confidence, but the self confidence doesn't lead to gaiva and doesn't lead to abuse. And then he defeats Amalek. And that's what this parsha is telling us. Asher Nasi Yechta. That the Nasi is Asher Ein Al Gaba Vel Hashem Elokav. And it's very often that he abuses it. And Asher Nasi Yechta Vada Yechta. He becomes that Vada Yechta. And then he destroys it all. But what? But he's the ultimate one who has the potential of the greatest Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim comes, a person has the self-confidence, and he's not afraid. The only thing that's above him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he knows Hashem is looking, and therefore he's not going to be abusive, and he's not going to be controlling of people, and he's going to have true Yerushalayim. And that's what the Yid HaKadosh says. Bizman Hazeh, the ultimate Melchama Ba'amalek is Bitul HaGaiva. Is realizing that you are a Melech. You have self-come, not to be wishy-washy. That's Amalek. Amalek is wishy-washy. Amalek is Bigmatria Sotek. But the Melech, you need a Melech. And once a person says the Oneg Yontif based on Yerushalmi, is afraid of other things, he's not sure, he's afraid. It's not a melech anymore. Then there's no mechiyah ba'amalek anymore. No, we're talking about a person has to have self-confidence. A person has to have inner strength, but not to abuse it. And then to take that inner strength and self-confidence and to be machniyah yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be the proper way and then to mevatel gaiva, to be sure in what you're doing is the right thing, and not to be arrogant, and not to be controlling, and not to be abusive. And then you're the individual who's going to want to destroy Amalek, the Amalek inside of you, the Amalek in the community, the Amalek that's trying to confuse us, to try us to become arrogant, to try to get us to doubt our beliefs. That's the true Melchama Ba'amalek Bizman Hazeh. That everyone could be a Melech. Everyone could have self-confidence, doesn't have to be afraid of people. Ein al gaba vel Hashem Elokav. And that's the true Melech, that's the true Yerushalayim, and that's what the Medrash says. Yovo comes the descendant of Yosef, the one who says, Elokim ani Yorei, and he will defeat Amalek, Shenemar lo Yorei Elokim. And hence, that explains, says the Oneg Yontif, why dafka, by the Melchama of Amalek, do you have this idea of Kasha Yorim Yodo? Because Melchama of Amalek is the Yetzihara, it's the Gaiva in Shemayim. That's what it is. And Dafka, with the Mishtabdus to Shemayim, is the way you're going to be Menatzeach Amalek. And that's what a person has to be. He has to be self-confident. He has to be a Melech. He has to be self-confident, but not a Bal Gaiva. He has to have Asher Al Gaba of Hashem Elokav, and that's the modern-day application of Melchama Samalek.